Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that can truly level up your relationship's emotional intelligence. Ever felt like you're just missing a piece of the puzzle when it comes to understanding people, or maybe even yourself? You know that feeling when a conversation takes a turn and you're left scratching your head, wondering what just happened? Well, chances are, emotional intelligence is playing a role in all of this. Think of emotional intelligence like a superpower, the ability to recognize, understand, and manage your own emotions, while also being aware of how others feel. It's about reading between the lines, sensing those subtle cues, and responding with empathy and clarity. And let me tell you, it's a game changer when it comes to building strong, fulfilling relationships with friends, family, colleagues, even that cute barista who always makes your day. So, what are some key takeaways to boost your emotional intelligence? First up, master the art of self-awareness. This means truly understanding your own emotions and how they influence your thoughts and actions. Take a moment each day to check in with yourself. What are you feeling? Why are you feeling it? Recognizing these patterns can help you respond more thoughtfully and avoid those knee-jerk reactions that often lead to misunderstandings. Think of it like checking the dashboard of your emotional car. You want to know what's going on under the hood so you can steer smoothly. Next, develop empathy, the ability to step into another person's shoes and see things from their perspective. This doesn't mean agreeing with them all the time, but it does involve genuinely trying to understand where they're coming from and validating their feelings. Remember that everyone has a unique story and experiences shape their perspectives. Now, let's talk about communication. Being able to express yourself clearly and honestly is crucial for building trust and intimacy. But it's not just about what you say, it's also about how you say it. Active listening is key here, paying full attention to the other person, asking clarifying questions, and showing that you genuinely care about what they have to say. It's like a dance, you both need to be present and responsive to create a harmonious flow. Emotional regulation is another important piece of the puzzle. This means learning to manage your emotions effectively, even in challenging situations. When things get tough, instead of letting your feelings take control, try taking a few deep breaths, practicing mindfulness, or finding healthy outlets for stress. Think of it like having an emotional toolkit. You need a variety of coping mechanisms to navigate the ups and downs of life. Finally, self-reflection is essential for growth. Take time each day to review your interactions, reflect on your emotions, and identify any patterns or areas where you can improve. Journaling, meditation, or simply taking a walk in nature can help you gain clarity and make conscious choices about how you want to show up in the world. Now, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're at work and your colleague is having a really rough day. They're short-tempered, snapping at people, and generally radiating negativity. Instead of getting caught up in the drama, try practicing some emotional intelligence. First, check in with yourself. Are you feeling stressed or overwhelmed by their behavior? Acknowledge those feelings, but don't let them control your response. Next, try to understand where they're coming from. Maybe they're dealing with a personal issue, had a stressful morning, or just need a break. Show empathy and offer support without judgment. A simple, "Hey, I noticed you seem a little stressed. Is everything okay?" can go a long way. By approaching the situation with awareness, empathy, and clear communication, you can diffuse tension, build stronger connections, and create a more positive work environment for everyone. So, remember, emotional intelligence isn't something you're born with, it's a skill that you can develop and refine over time. With consistent effort and practice, you can become more self-aware, empathetic, and effective in your relationships. It's an investment that pays off in countless ways: stronger bonds, deeper connections, and a richer, more fulfilling life. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from learning about emotional intelligence, maybe even tag them on social media. I want to hear your thoughts, so leave me a comment or review telling me what resonated most with you. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for another dose of mind training. We've got more wisdom to unlock.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.